I know.
It's totally a song, dude. What the hell are you talking about?
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on everything Final Fantasy XI. News, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Sammy Grace.
We're on episode number 13. This is a Baker's Dozen episode. So we're bringing you the Baker's
Brought
Dozen.
Brought to you fresh.
Fresh for the low, low price of free. We only got one real bit of news this week, and we'll move on to some juicy tidbits of what we've been doing and stuff like that. So we'll go ahead and just get started. Play Online announced this week that they have taken further action against third-party tool users.
Alrighty.
Even more people.
1,400 accounts,
which is kind of like a small number compared to like the last time.
But it's better than no number.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
I heard that it was something basically regarding the speed hackers.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
And stuff. Yeah.
That's what I've been hearing as well.
Okay, no cheating, people. If you haven't already,
your mom's been telling you to play fair for years.
That's right. That's right.
Play nice.
Play nice. I don't want to hear that anymore. I want no action taken against third-party tool users. Because there shouldn't be any. Anyways, okay, so yeah. Well, 1,400 accounts, and I guess they say they're going to continue to take action against those who are using third-party tools.
As they should.
Indeed, as they should. So if you're dumb enough to actually use a speed hack or whatever and cheat, then beware, because they're coming after ya.
Perhaps Square Enix.
Word. All right. So that's it. That's all they gave us this week.
Yeah.
So we'll move right along into what we've been doing in game. And so Fusion, I don't know what you've been doing, man.
I've been kind of busy this week. I did my Mott fight.
Ooh.
A couple days ago. Really.
Let me guess.
Easy.
Oh, you beat him. Word up?
Yeah, I beat him. Well, you thought I was gonna get Mott pwned.
Mott pwned.
So
you beat Mott.
Yep.
Was it easy?
It was very easy.
Was it?
I think it took him longer to get the test than it did to actually do the fight.
It took me longer to
exponentially
sit there and build up. I'll go through the fight briefly here. What I did was, there's an item called the Oppo Oppo Necklace, which when you're asleep while wearing it, it raises your TP. So what I did was I went into the fight, and I went ahead and equipped this thing, and then I like went through like a stack of sleeping potions, so that got my TP up to like 300. So I run in, I see Matt, I go up to him, I take out my weapon, I pentathrust him, and then he brought out his wyvern, so I did a little super jump, because I'm like cheap like that, and I didn't want to get hit right away. So when I come back down, I use an Icarus Wing, which brought my TP up to 100, pentathrusted him again, and then I jumped on him, and then I high-jumped on him, and then I won.
The end.
The whole process took maybe, like, 15 seconds, and, like, 5 of that was, like, just me super jumping.
Did you beat the record?
I did not beat the record.
The record? Do you know?
The record was 2 minutes and something, I believe.
Two minutes.
I spent like 5 minutes just doing the sleeping potion thing, though, to get my TP up. I was all like, I wanted to get in there and like beat the record and everything, but you know, I got in there. I'm like, I'll just play it safe. And
dude, when I'm in a BCNM, the last thing I'm thinking about is beating the record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, exactly. Let's try and not die. That's goal number one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I suck at BCNMs though.
And I think the last thing Sammy probably wanted to hear is like, hey, you want to go back out to Devoy? I need another test.
Yeah, right. Do you need another one if you do it and you lose?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You
want to
know something funny?
So.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you do. You do, because the first time
you
I went in, I lost. Yeah, you have to get another test.
Oh,
the first one
no,
gets ripped.
That's... That's
so what was funny was that I was actually camping an NM in Sea Serpent Grotto the other day, and we got 3 Dragoon tests dropped.
Oh, wow.
We had to go out there like twice to get that test, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, it took a long time to get his test. Weird. Yeah, 3 tests dropped, and I was like, well, he doesn't need another one because he beat him, so I guess there's no need to tell him to come out here quick.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, you do have to get another one. Because first time I went to fight him as Paladin, kind of funny, I froze up completely and panicked and lost.
And lost? What did you do wrong? Terribly. Like, I'm afraid to fight Matt now because I'm a Paladin and I'm going to do the same thing. I just know it. And I'm going to lose.
I froze up, seriously. Seriously, it's embarrassing how bad I froze up because...
It was bad.
He was just hitting you? Oh, man.
I couldn't get my macros off because I was, like, freaking out. I was just nervous going in there. Yeah, it was just me being really nervous and paranoid and being a freak about it. Because then the second time I went in and I beat him in, like, 4 minutes and 17 seconds or something like that. It was, like, no problem.
Wow.
She was hesitant to beat up the elderly is what it was.
So what was your strategy the second time when you actually beat him? Because I'm going to want to know that.
I used DD gear. I went in there with DD gear. One of the things that I've been told, and it seems to work, is when you go in naked because your stats get picked up by him. He gets the same stats as you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you equip everything. What I did the first time, though, was when you first enter the BC... You come in on a circle, and then you enter the room where he's in, and you get a cutscene with him. When you get that cutscene, your TP is reset and everything like that. So I used the Opo necklace also, got my TP to 300. But then what I did was I went and talked to him, so it reset my TP.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm. Yeah, so I did that, and then I also used an Icarus wing. It's a lot of it's basic for a lot of the jobs, I think. You know, you use kind of the same... You want TP, you know, so...
For the melee jobs, it's probably...
Yeah.
We heard last time that if you walk into the fight with Mott and you wear, like, just low-level gear, it works better. Because she was saying that if you come in and you're wearing nothing, then Mott has, like, random gear, I guess.
Oh,
like,
really?
Random. Yeah, that's what we heard.
You know,
last time.
I went in with all my gear on, and I didn't have a problem with him.
See, but you're just elite, so
you're just super dragon.
Well, you know.
See, I can't do damage like you though, so like I have to actually have a strategy and like, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I went in with DD. I used DD gear. I used like strength earrings or rings. I think I don't know. It was a long time ago, so I kind of don't remember exactly what I wore. But I know I used like some strength gear and. Yeah, you know, you don't really need enmity or any of that.
Right,
strength,
yeah,
vitality,
true.
Whatever.
It's like, I need to make sure he's hitting me instead of anyone else.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, so...
I don't want the white mage to die.
Good to know. Yeah. Now, Sammy, I don't know if you heard us talking last week about the strategy where you use a page of the Dragon Chronicles in the fight with Mott if that works and you get your stuff back.
I don't know.
Because, really you know, sure. Like, if you can like, level your character to where you're almost about to level, and then use a page of the Chronicles, and then it gives you experience, and then you can level.
That might
get
work.
All your stuff back. I don't,
I'm
I just,
not really sure.
I just don't know,
Yeah.
I just don't know what you thought about that.
Oh, I've never even heard of it, actually.
You never heard of that?
No, I've never even heard that.
I mean, I didn't even... I had, like, I bought, like, five high potion plus threes for my fight. I didn't even use one. I ended up using them later in Sky, just for the hell of it. I was like, well, I have them. I might as well.
Yeah. Like, I used a strength potion, I think, too. I think I used a strength potion when I went in. And it was a long time ago.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to coach me when I get ready to fight Mott.
Okay. I'll do my best. So what else did you do?
She'll have you sign a waiver for him in case you get beaten out of
here. Yeah.
Well, luckily the paladin testimony isn't really that hard to get. So.
I think I got mine in Bordeaux.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got mine
dropped,
in Bordeaux.
Like, really easily.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. It'll drop easily until you're going to get it, and then it's like.
Right.
So now that you can pass 70, now what else have you been doing?
I got my O hat, which
Yay.
Is awesome.
Probably Your pointy hat.
The one thing Dragoon, like, really, really, really should get, because Dragoons suck with accuracy, as do many melee jobs, but it's noticeable with Dragoon
the
more because
O-hat.
You have a slower delay. Yeah.
Dark what does the O hat stand for?
Optical hat.
The optical hat to me looks like a wizard's hat. So
it's a big giant pointy hat. So like if the it gives you like 10 plus accuracy, 10 plus ranged accuracy, and like 10 plus evasion. It's like wearing a scorpion harness on your head.
Yeah.
And like if the accuracy doesn't do anything for you, you can also use it as a weapon. You can head thrust. You can like headbutt people with it. Kind of like spear them with.
True. Yeah, but like I think that hat looks so out of place.
It does, for
the people that use it. I think maybe when they made it, it was geared. They thought maybe it was going to be geared towards mages because it looks terrible on like ninjas and you know.
But everybody has one.
Big pointy hat.
Me and my Link Shell, we went to fight the NM for this, and my friend Mr. Coffee, he got his. He's like, and then I got mine. He's like. Dude, Fuse, we're in the Pointy Hat Club. I was like, yeah!
That like, fight is actually kind of a fun. It just takes a really long time to do
you
that.
Know, now, where do you get the optical hat from?
You have to get a Hakutaku eye cluster, which is actually, you have to make it with alchemy, or you can buy it from bazaars or whatever. You get, like, the eyes. Have you seen any of those? Like, the eyes?
Yeah, the Hakutaku eyes.
There's,
ones
like,
that
six
drop.
Different.
There's, like, five or six of them, and then you gotta, like, synth them into, like, this big pile or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They usually go for around 1.3 maybe. And then you just trade it to this question mark. And
they give you a hat?
It pops an eye monster, and then you gotta fight him, and then
An eye
the
monster?
Hakutakus. The Hakutakus.
Yeah.
There's
like
the only
float
thing...
eye?
Yeah, the problem with it is it's in the Den of Raincore, and so there's where you pop the NM is there's a lot of other eyes around there, so you get a lot of ads. So you have to have an ad party, like killing the ads while you're doing that, and the NM has a lot of HP.
Yeah. Really? It took maybe 8 minutes to kill.
Oh, wow. That's not that bad.
Yeah, well, if you must have had a lot of mages, too, huh? Do a lot of mages.
We've actually been kind of short with black mages.
Oh really? I think we did with most melee, and it takes a little bit to do. You know, it's not like a 2 minute fight.
Okay.
But it's the only problem. Like I said, is you get the ad, so you have to have an ad party there to take
on the
ones that are going to link. But other than that, it's a pretty easy fight.
It's pretty easy.
Cool. Awesome. So you got your pointy hat, and
I got my pointy hat.
You can go to level 75 with your pointy hat. So congratulations.
Definitely. Thank you.
You are the man now. Awesome. So what? Anything else?
Yeah. Actually, I'm only like half done. I've done a lot of stuff this week.
Oh,
I did.
He's been a busy man.
I have been busy. I did Dynamis Basthawk and Dynamis Sandoria.
Wow,
it was pretty fun. We didn't go in there to clear it. We were just kind of farming. We almost cleared Sandoria, but we got kicked in the butt by the boss in there.
What is
actually,
the boss?
It's a giant statue of like
a giant statue of an orc.
Yeah,
that sounds
actually.
Scary.
I got a couple of really really cool screenshots. Maybe I'll turn them into some wallpapers or something. There's just like a row of dead bodies in the in Sandoria where you go into the chocobo stables there. Those little like tunnels. That's like filled with dead bodies, and then there's like this really big orc playing a harp.
Wow,
it's pretty good looking. Yeah. Let's see what else did I do. We did Sky. Did another Genbu run. We tried Suzaku. That didn't go so well.
Suzaku is the dragon, right?
Bird.
The bird.
The bird.
Actually,
yeah.
I have a screenshot of online, like a full alliance, and I'm like the only one alive. I'm kind of like sitting here like squatting in some bushes healing.
Okay.
It was we got wiped.
Wow.
We kept trying to pop up and get back to it, but it wasn't working out.
I'm so ignorant when it comes to the gods. Sadly. But I'll get there.
And another thing that was funny, I was trying to get some buffer before we did all the dynamis runs and everything, so I wouldn't de-level if I died, because heaven forbid, okay, you know, after I got all my new gear and stuff, that would have sucked. But I ended up dying, actually, and my friend went to, he had his Dragoon at 75, and he had like a White Mage sub or whatever, so we were like right outside the gate fighting Colibri, so he grabs that and comes to raise me, and as he raises me, he gets intimidated by me.
Wait, the person that's raising you
mm-hmm.
gets intimidated by you?
He got intimidated by me.
So it says that so-and-so was intimidated by
Fusion X's presence.
Huh. That's interesting.
Wow.
He was wearing the Crimson Gauntlet, so, which I think
what does it mean?
I've heard that that's why. I don't know why exactly, but I've heard that people get intimidated a lot.
Does it have a killer effect
those.
On them?
I think it has. Sure. It has something that with them. I don't know right offhand though.
Weird.
Because that was like the only piece of armor that he had on too.
Huh.
That's bizarre.
It was very, very weird.
That is a little bit strange.
You're probably like,
We're sitting there, we're laughing. Screenshotted that. I'm gonna put it up on our Link Shell forums in my signature.
Awesome.
It was actually one of the Link Shell leaders. So I'll put that in there and be like, just remember, I can intimidate you.
Right. You can intimidate player characters.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's on now.
That's very, very bizarre. Very bizarre.
And yeah, that's really it's all I've been really doing. Well, that's all. Yeah, I've been.
That's
I've been,
all, yeah.
I've been
You've been doing plenty. You've been doing plenty.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Sammy, how about you?
I've had a pretty busy week myself, actually.
Have you now?
Yeah, I finally, actually last weekend, I finally cleared my final Dynamis city.
Which was
Windy.
Juno?
Windy. I've cleared the four major cities now.
Nice.
So, awesome. Yeah, so I was able to do today Dynamis Bosidane, which was fun.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah, it's, I heard that it was going to be a little bit more difficult, but it was actually to me a lot easier. Because it's more of an open space, you have more of an open area in the
right.
cities, you're kind of cramped, you know, and trying to find like safe space places to fight and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was more of an open area and it was a lot easier to get around. And we went for the, just a farm since it was our first day as a Link Shell, our first time in there. And, we actually could have cleared probably because we did so well. We did really good. Uh-huh. We only got a few drops though, not that many AF drops. No paladin, so I was kind of disappointed. Yeah.
Bummer.
Let's see. I got my warrior to 72.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm about halfway to 73, so I'm getting up there. It's pretty fun. My biggest thing, my Link Shell did our first Kieran fight.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Kieran,
Kieran.
How was it?
The fight lasted close to 3 hours.
Oh my
god.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But Kieran's, he's a big mana core.
Yeah.
And he's like all different colors. He's really cool looking. And he's a summoner. So he pops all four of the minor gods.
Wow.
And so you have to fight the minor gods, you know, all along with him. And then he also has Astral Flow.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's pretty tough, and he has a ton of HP. I can't even estimate how much HP. And he has a ton of MP. We did it with 22 people.
Wow.
And we did beat him, but it took us almost 3 hours.
Unbelievable.
The summoners were gone.
That is insane.
The summoners were gone within the first 15 minutes of the fight. Those were really easy. We knocked those out like nothing. Our problem was we only had two white mages.
Oh.
Yeah, so our tanks kept on dropping like flies. Wow. And I went as Paladin Warrior, which means I really can't tank Kieran because one hit by him is approximately, could be up to about 3,000 damage.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So you definitely need ninja tanks. Yeah. So, or warrior ninjas, which is actually, we have a warrior in our link shell, a Galga warrior, who's a beast. He can tank anything. He's incredible. And he's the one that stood the longest. He tanked them at the end for probably a good 30 minutes without dropping at all.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was an interesting fight, though. I mean, we learned a lot, you know, first time as a link shell. A lot of the other people in my link shell have done it before. It was my first one ever.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I remember.
We're actually doing it again tomorrow. Yeah, we're doing it again tomorrow.
You're doing Kieran again?
Yeah. We have four sets, so we're going to do them tomorrow and try again. I'm going to go as Paladin Ninja this time, though.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
I remember when you were doing that. I sent you a tell me, what's up? You're like fighting Kieran and busy. I'm like, oh, okay. And like 2 hours later, I'm like, so what's up? She's like, I'm still fighting. I'm like, are you serious?
Wow.
Like it's a
yeah, 3 hours. Holy
the fight Lord. Takes a long time. You know what happened was, like I said, the tanks kept on dropping. Eventually he ran out of MP. Kieran ran out of MP. He does this, breath attack. I can't even remember what it's called right now. It's a fire breath attack that hits you for about approximately 500 to 700 damage. Wow. And then he does a wind or I think it's arrow ga or arrow four. It's a ga.
Okay.
And he will do that one right after another.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's like,
yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, and so what had happened was he was hitting the tanks one right after another with us, and it was dropping them immediately, meaning you couldn't even get a cure off in order to save them in time. You know, it was impossible. So I was pretty shocked by the whole thing. I ended up tanking the minor gods and then throwing on a Vermi and throwing on a light staff and doing backup healing for the rest of the time, because I couldn't do anything else. Wow. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
What kind of drafts did you get off of them?
We got 2 Damascus ingots and 2 wind crystals.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, God.
From what I've heard from other people, is that the longer you take to fight him, the less your drops are going to be.
Huh.
So, yeah, no Kieran's a Sode.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa. But like I said, we have just 4 sets. We have 4 sets. And
4 sets for 3-hour fights?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't think it'll take us this
now that
long
you guys
next time.
You played it once, you'll know what to do and what not to
right.
do.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And you'll have
you
more
know.
Than 2 white mages, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we had some red mages and black mages that were healing too. It's just, it's really tough. It's hard to get it together. We, there's actually a video for somebody, I should get the link for it, that somebody was talking about on the LS of, like 4 people doing Kieran.
What?
Yeah, but they had like Riddle and Kraken Club and,
God.
They like honed him and like, you know, I think it was under a half hour.
What?
One of our
link
shell goals.
To find that.
Yeah, I will. I'm gonna find the video and I'll post it on the website. One of our link shell goals is to do it in 45 minutes. So.
Wow.
Yeah, which would be nice. I think that we could do it because we have a small link shell and we work together pretty nicely. So.
Mm-hmm.
Do it up.
Yeah. Awesome. So that was my excitement.
That's really awesome. I can't wait till I get up there and I can do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Fun stuff, too.
So what about all you, right. Meat Boy?
Me? I have been tenderly taking care of my chocobo this week.
We forgot to talk about our
chocobos. That's what I forgot to talk about.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I've been doing all chocobo stuff this week. My chocobo actually, like, I thought it was sick. Because the chocobo lady told me that the chocobo woke up at night, you know, in a fuss every night. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, dude. And every time I fed it, it was like, I hope it feels better. That's what she would say.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, man, where did I go wrong with my chocobo? Because I check it all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feed it all the time. And I actually thought that what happened was when it was sleeping, it was hungry. Because she said it was hungry or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man, it got sick because I let it sleep and it was hungry and, like, it starved.
Yeah, you can't feed it when they're sleeping. I let mine sleep for 2 days and I didn't realize.
That's something. It's like you have to wake it up before you can feed it. It's like, well, then give me the option to wake it up.
Right, exactly.
I can just see someone like going in one day. It's like your chocobo has died due to starvation. It's like it was sleeping the last 3 days. If it was hungry,
I want to get like.
I think it would have waken up and said, "Give me some food."
I want to get like the death cutscene. I like the tombstone.
You go there, you go into Bastak, into the stables, you talk to the Galka, and like you talk to him, and it comes in this cutscene where you're walking in the stables and
he slaps
like,
you.
You see him like poking something with a stick, and he turns around like, someone took your chocobo out for a walk. It's not here right now.
You're out in Saruta
like,
Baruta.
You're like
and
looking
it's
over his
rain.
Shoulder. Like, what is that? Is that my chocobo back there? Why is there a giant X across its eyes? What is
You, like, go out into Saruta Baruta, and it's, like, pouring rain with lightning and stuff, and you've got a shovel, and you're digging a hole.
Oh,
that's pretty
God.
Sad.
That would be terrible.
That would be.
actually, really cool. When I went to check out my chocobo this week, it said, you know how it tells you, like, how the chocobo regards you and, like, how its, like, personality is?
Yeah.
So I go into mine. It says that it regarded me as a parent.
Mine does,
and
too.
And then this is the real killer. It said, your chocobo is ill-tempered, making it perfect for military use.
What did you do that made him ill-tempered? That's what I'm curious
gave him,
about.
All I've been doing, I've been making him go on walks, and I've been giving him carrots. Because carrots are more, they lean more towards like strength. I checked him today, and like I guess I had like listened to music or something on the schedule, and it actually went back, so like he doesn't have like much of a personality anymore. So if like I guess like a little advice for people that are raising their chocobo is like if you want to go towards something, go all the way. Don't like try and like balance everything out, because it'll like knock stuff back. Like if you want to do like you know, like if you're thinking black chocobo, that's I believe right now that's probably going to more towards like strength and everything. So make sure you know walk him and give him food that'll up its strength and whatever. If you want something more like kind of laid back or whatever, you know, have it listen to music or something. But don't do a combination.
Mine is all about listening to music. That's what mine does all
the
time.
Steak, tell us about the sleeping at night thing. The mine did the same thing. You were talking about that.
Yeah, I thought it was sick. But like, I guess what happened was she said that the chocobo missed me when I was gone. So she gave me, like, this handkerchief to hold.
I got that, too, yeah.
So did I.
And then, like, I gave it back, and it's fine now. So I'm like, what? So it
was,
like,
it gets
totally had
sex.
Nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't even sick. It was just, I needed to do that for something.
Actually, I took mine on a walk today, and I ran into the guy walking his chocobo again. And,
I did that, too.
I got this key item where, like, he tells me, like, a story or something that I can tell to my chocobo.
Oh, really?
So
I didn't see it
in the options anywhere to, like, be able to do that, though.
Right.
So I don't know if I have to, like, wait a day for it to kick in or what.
Or you probably have to wait till it grows up a little bit more, maybe.
Maybe.
So here's my question with the chocobo thing. We've seen it. It was a few days with an egg. It's been, like, what? A week and some change.
Right.
A week and some change as a chick. When do we go to adult or adolescent rather?
Probably 2 weeks, I would assume.
Maybe 2 weeks.
You think 2 weeks?
Because from what I heard, it's after 2 weeks you're able to ride it, but it'll get injured.
Really? I heard it was you have to wait a whole month.
No, after 2 weeks you can ride it, but it's going to get injured. And then 4 weeks is when it's going to be fully grown to where you are able to ride it. So that's what I had heard. Of course, I'm not sure.
I think on that with that update though, Square Enix also said that they still had to do something with Chocobo appearance, so maybe for the time being it can't reach that kind of in between state between a chick and an adult. Maybe
I don't know, don't but you know what? Yet. When I saw my chick, I fell in love.
Oh, I know. He's so cute. It's the cutest and creepiest thing I've ever seen.
So adorable.
It shakes its butt at you.
No, he wiggles his little tail feathers. So cute. Oh, my heart melts every time I see him.
My chocobo's gonna be retarded. It's gonna be all slow because I'm not feeding it like anything like strength related. I'm going all out mind.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, all right, I'm not gonna have a racing chocobo. I'm gonna have like a digging chocobo. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? So,
yeah, that's what I'm going. That's what I'm shooting for. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
If you
do,
I'm wondering though. I'm wondering also like if you know you're raising it into an adult. In my head, maybe this is because I'm a mother in real life, so, you know, I want to do this as my baby. I want to baby it, you know, teach it about music and all that
those
yummy stuff.
And then
when it gets older, then you are a little bit harder on it with discipline.
Oh, right.
Okay. Right.
You know what I mean?
Because, you get to the point where you can scold it and all that good stuff.
Right. And I don't want to do that now. Like, it's a baby. He's too cute.
Bad chick.
You, like, go to exam, and he's, like, chirping. He's like, what's up? And you're like, shut up.
Shut up, chick.
Eat the carrot.
He wasn't doing anything except for just standing there, you know?
Yeah.
He's listening
to the music. You're like, turn that crap off. I don't want to listen to that.
It's like Relude Gardens music, and you're like,
you're, like, poking the wall with a broom or something. Like, turn that down.
Turn that music down.
Terrible. Bad chocobo daddies.
Bad choco daddies. Bad.
Yeah, I named mine Silver Shadow, by the way. I know you guys had your name.
Silver Shadow.
Silver Shadow.
Yeah. Awesome. I've been going all out mind, and I have no idea, like, what kind of food to feed it, so I've been feeding it a little bit of everything. I don't know if that's good or not.
If you can actually... the NPCs, there's a couple of different NPCs in the stables now. One of them pretty much has a list of options you can go through. It talks about everything relating to all the chocobo raising. There's a whole like section for food that tells you what kind of food does what.
Yeah, right? I know, but it's also like the food is really expensive too.
Yeah, it is.
So I've been cheaping out and buying like Gashal greens just to like satisfy it.
You know, you can grow your own food.
Yeah, but I'm lazy though. So.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. You can grow your own. If people don't like paying ridiculous.
So what can you? What do you grow? Like vomp carrots and stuff like that, or what?
I know that I haven't looked at any of this, but I know you can grow. There's the toco grass, I think, which is what you give it when it's sick.
Oh, okay.
I remember I bought that at like 10K, and then like next day it was like 90K. Like it skyrocketed overnight, and that's something fairly simple to grow. As far as I haven't looked into it, I mean, but. It shouldn't be that hard.
I've got gardening skills, dude. I've got a lot of pots.
You could probably make some decent money right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You should look into that, dude.
Just for that.
And then level cooking. I mean, like, all the stuff, I think, is relatively low level for cooking. I think it's, like, around level 9 or 11 or something is where you can start making some stuff.
Yeah,
a couple of them are, like, level 11s, and then you go up a little bit higher. But you know what the thing is by the time... you actually get your cooking skill up there in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Everybody's chocobos are going to be grown and
yeah,
the prices
well, my,
are going to go down.
My wife's character is like level 50-something cooking.
Wow.
So like I
well,
can just
have
give her the
it.
Stuff and have
there
her
go.
Make it. But then
yeah.
She'd want a cut of the profits and just be in a whole big mess.
Oh, you are... That's terrible.
I know.
I hope
know,
she heard you say that.
No. Okay.
I'm gonna call her and tell her now.
No. Okay. So, maybe I'll look into growing my own stuff because I have a whole bunch of pots. I did a project a long time ago where I was growing tree saplings.
Yeah.
So
running a lab in your mock.
I was.
Used to do that too.
It takes forever, and you realize it's like, dude, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
But
I did it for a while. You know what the thing was is that the cuttings are just too much of a pain in the neck to farm.
Yeah, they totally are. And you're but, like, and it takes 2 weeks to
right.
throw them, and you're like, no, this is not worth it.
But yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to look into growing my own choco food.
Very so what cool. else have you been doing besides choco that? What level's your rub. What level's your paladin?
62. Still. I have not.
Aww.
Well, okay, well, here's my thing. I'm working on the choco, obviously, because if yeah. I don't, I'm afraid what'll happen. I'm also working on a Final Fantasy music video. So I'm trying to balance my Final Fantasy video time.
Gotcha. Like I gotcha.
So that's pretty much what I've been doing in game, dude.
And you know what? Speaking of videos.
Okay.
We got kind of a little present, little tidbit for you guys.
Bless
here.
Me.
Bless you.
Sorry.
You sneezed in everybody's ear.
Oh my God.
How does that
make sorry.
I didn't even know. I didn't know what that was. I thought it was
oh my God.
A little laugh.
It
or
like
something,
completely but... snuck up on me.
Whoosh.
That was horrible.
Wow.
Okay. Speaking of right. videos.
Speaking, okay. of, Speaking videos, of videos. We got a little treat for you. Probably midweek on iTunes, you're going to be able to find it. I'm going to have my Mott video up. We're going to start posting. Not every week, but every now and then. Like once State gets his video done, maybe we'll go ahead and release it on iTunes, and you can just download. It'll download just like the episodes for the podcast and you know
all the little extras,
very cool.
All the little tidbits, some things we talk about on the show. You guys don't know, you know what the
nobody
heck we're
wants
talking
to watch
about.
My videos.
You can go and check out the video, see what we're really talking about. We'll also put them up on BeTheGamer.com for you guys to see. So that'll be something a little new.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool, because then I'll have somewhere to put all my videos.
Check out my mad new
Your mad dragoon mat smashing skills.
Yes.
Rawr!
It's going to be some good stuff.
I've seen the video. It's pretty good. It's very short.
It is very short.
It's very short.
I could make it longer, but that'd be 5 minutes of me sitting there and using sleep potions, and I don't think anyone would find We'll get to the good stuff.
Cool.
Fun.
Excellent. So, that's the videos. Videos. I love doing Final Fantasy videos. It's so much fun.
I can't wait to see what the one you're working on now, man.
Yeah, it's actually... It was kind of a dare.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's Final Fantasy XI set to Michael Jackson's Thriller. And I was like, ooh, that's an interesting project. But I took it on, and I'm trying to rock it out. I'm trying to do it.
How,
so
how far
know,
are you? You're like half done.
I'm probably about 75% done.
Ooh, okay.
So yeah,
nice.
I got some interesting video clips last week, and you know, putting it together, and we'll see how I. You know, it's the last 10% that's really hard to do in a video,
right?
Because it's like, okay, I don't know where I'm putting more of this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just closing, because I just take video clips that work here and stuff that works here and, you know, put stuff together. And it's like it's like the blank space that really.
Yeah.
Thing. That's videos for you.
If I knew how to do that, I might record one of the Kieran fights.
See,
if you have enough room on your computer for 3 hours of video.
Well, hopefully, I'm not saying right now, but like when we get better.
Oh, yeah, because it would need to be a lot shorter.
True. All right.
You know.
Yeah.
And do one of the shorter ones.
Maybe, yeah. Very cool. One of these days, I want to get some Dynamis videos.
Dynamis. Dude, I got to see what Dynamis like is all about. I'm all excited about doing Dynamis.
You need 3 more levels.
I know.
You can do it, dude. Well, I want to see Steak's first tanking experience in Dynamis.
You know what? Movie. My first Dynamis experience. I will record it.
All right.
I will record. I will record segments and put the segments
and,
together
and put a little counter in the bottom of how many times you've died.
You know what? And I don't know about you guys' views, but usually with the Dynamises I've been in, Paladin's Pole too.
Really?
That's
we've
ugly.
Been doing Black Mages and I think Thief and Ranger.
really.
I've been paying too much attention to that.
Yeah, I usually end up pulling or tanking for the duty party.
How do you pull? Just with provoke?
Well, yeah, usually, because what happens when the statues pop the mobs, you have a different number of mobs, and there's an order you want to usually kill them in, in order to knock them out a little bit faster, and to avoid, you know, White Mages last because you want to keep them slept because you don't want them waking up everybody with Benediction. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're just going on with Vogue and pulling them back to the DD party, and yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, we actually had our paladin pulled the boss today. He like invincibled.
Pulled
yep. it, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah,
sacrificing yourself. Mm-hmm.
That's what the paladin's job is, though, man. You know? You gotta sacrifice yourself for the party sometimes.
So if anybody feels like going out and killing yourself and actually getting something from it, do Dynamis.
Do Dynamis. Yeah, I'm excited about doing Dynamis and all that other endgame stuff and fighting Kieran and Genbu and all that good stuff. It seems like this game really gets started when you get to level 75.
Well, and even then, that doesn't need to be 75. Once you get, like, 65, that's when you can get into Dynamis. That's, like, the preferred level for all the ZM stuff.
Uh-huh.
You're almost there, dude.
I need to get, like, an H&M Link Shell.
Definitely.
And, yeah.
Having 75 is definitely an advantage.
What's that?
I said having 75 is definitely an advantage when it comes to endgame because you get to merit. Right. Definitely. I mean, definitely. Yeah. It's, you know, your stats are going to be way better than somebody at 65 with no merits.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends, though.
I can level up a little bit. There's been talk that we might do Divine Might this week.
Ooh, that's a fun fight.
That could be fun.
Ooh, what is it? I'm clueless.
You've gotten rank 6, right?
No.
You haven't fought.
Well, then we can't spoil it for you.
Oh, I can't say anything. You fight some pretty uber elite guys at the same time.
What is that? Oh, man. Oh, no spoilers. No spoilers.
Yeah, once you get rank 6, man, then we can talk about it.
Teasing me, man.
It's a fun fight. And the mobs that you fight are very, very cool looking.
Are they?
They are.
Very cool.
They have two jobs at the same time.
Yeah.
So they can use the 2 hour for both of them.
It's actually a pain.
Wow.
They're called the Crystal Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say because
it's
just going to give it away.
Yeah.
All right. You can stop. Shh.
It'll ruin the whole storyline.
Don't ruin the storyline, please. Please. Please, okay.
No more. No. Shush.
Did you know that the Shadow Lords are robot controlled by Atari?
No. I can't hear you.
Okay. Maybe we should just disconnect you for a while. You can't listen to the last 20 minutes of the show.
Me and Sammy will talk after this. We'll talk about like completely absurd things in the storyline that aren't true, and we'll come on here and just like we'll build people up, and we'll get in here like. What?
Oh, we'll get a ton of emails that way.
Yeah.
You people are stupid. The galaxy is not a zero to run. There we go.
Oh,
people
my
all
gosh.
Confused and like disgruntled. Like, what?
People are like, whoa.
So speaking of emails, do you guys have emails?
We have.
Did we get any emails?
A email.
We've been having an issue with our email address at thepetfoodalpha@bethegamer.com. So
thepetfoodalpha@bethegamer.com.
Oh no, stop it! Not again. We'll say it later.
No. Petfoodalpha@bethegamer.com.
Gmail.com.
Yeah. Send the email to petfoodalpha@gmail.
People are so confused right now.
we'll read the email and we'll go from there. I think. This email comes from Koryusen from the Phoenix server. Hello, guys. My name is Koryusen, Kory for short, a Meletari warrior. I'm from the Phoenix server. Your podcast is great. It's always interesting and fun to listen to. said you guys were talking about expansion ideas on episode 10 in the new MMORPG. He says, anyway, if Final Fantasy XI was forced to close down due to its loss of interest, they could always do something similar to Kingdom Hearts. He says in Kingdom Hearts, you get to travel to different planets where, like, you know, Beauty and the Beast lived and Cinderella lived and all that kind of stuff. Have you guys played of Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, you know, all these worlds and stuff, and he said that they could do an expansion where the world wouldn't be just in, like, Final Fantasy XI, like in Vanadil, but, like, you'd be able to go into, like, a new world or something, and maybe they could help branch this off into a new game. Like, you can carry over your character into some kind of new world or whatever.
Wow.
He also says, you know, it would also be a really good way to help redo some of the interface and everything like that. He says, tell me what you think.
That's really thinking outside the box.
That's out there, yeah.
That's outside the box, but that's good stuff, man.
I mean, honestly, I don't know if they would do something like that.
I don't know if they would do that either. It'd be like really complicated.
It'd
be
kind of weird because, like, you're on Vanadil with all this crap, and all of a sudden it's like there's this whole other world over here that has their own crap that you got to deal with now. It's like, I don't know, but you know, it's an interesting idea.
It is interesting. Like the world of Vanadil comes to its final and ultimate demise. And before it's actually finally
we'll have
destroyed.
The Space Monsters expansion pack. you log in, it's like, what's that in the sky? That's a spaceship. Is it like an airship? Yes, except it's in space. What's space? Well. Then we also have P.S. Doesn't a gold world pass work like a regular world pass, only it transfers the first character you made? No, it does not. There's a regular world pass, and there's a gold world pass. What the gold world pass does is if you're making, you can only use it if it's the first character you're making after getting your Final Fantasy subscription. And what that does, it gives you all kinds of benefits. So, you know, you can get all these kinds of rare items. I know I did one with a friend. I actually got a Mandragora head. I can use it like every 24 hours. It turns me into a Mandy for like 10, 15 minutes or something. Which, you know, nothing really serious, but it's kind of fun to mess around with.
Woo-hoo!
I always pop it on before Mandy Dynamis and have my whole Link shell follow me around.
Yeah, I get like random tells. I'm a Mandy! Lol!
Yeah.
I'm a Mandy, lol.
Well, it wasn't so much today for Sandy, but last week in Bastok, I had at least half of the Link shell on auto follow, and I was just running around Bastok using that like that pre-made like help I'm being chased macro. Some of these people are like looking at like you could like tell they were like looking at me like what?
Yeah, that's interesting.
But that was pretty cool. But yeah,
they give you rewards based on the time that you've been in the game with.
Well, it's based on the time the person you invite. I know the one
after a year you get an airship. Airship to put it.
It's like an airship model.
You put it in your mog house, and it's this big airship. I don't think it even gives you anything, but it's like this big model airship.
It's just cool. I mean, another thing I can get a clock or whatever, which is kind of cool because every day at zero, like every new day, like it plays a little like chime or whatever.
And everybody, the person that you give it to also gets those prizes. So if anybody out there wants to, anybody wants to start a character. For the first time, let me know. I'll get a gold world pass for you.
Make it all shiny. And
I want an airship.
Get all the crazy stuff that I get.
I want an airship for my mog house. That'd be sweet.
Definitely.
Hook me up. Let me know. I'll hook you up with a gold world pass. You can get other stuff in there too, like some of the event items that
you can get like the wooden katanas or the Santa hats and all that kind of stuff in case you missed out on that stuff. Like I know I'm gonna have to probably go back and get the ones for the fireworks because the day I was gonna do it there was maintenance, so like I come back after the maintenance, I go there and I'm like I was really disappointed.
You lose.
Oh, wow. I'll get over it.
It took me like 2 hours to do that quest to get the yukatas.
Aren't you glad you did it?
I'm glad I did
have
it.
You have a bunch of random fireworks.
You know what?
Now.
I really like the events in Vanadil. I really do. A lot of people are like, meh, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I like
they bore me. It's
no, they're so,
bored. So
fun. The one.
Oh,
is
you're so strange.
No, dude, the one for the Summerfest. It was like it was a game, and it was so much fun. It's like,
yeah.
You can stop leveling for a while and play a game with somebody.
Take a breather
like that,
and do something different.
And get prizes.
Yeah, I guess that's... No.
I mean, come on. How many times can you do a quest that'll give you this firework that turns you into, like, a Pac-Man wannabe? I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I just...
You're missing out.
You are missing out. I don't get it. I don't enjoy it.
All right, I order
Warrior,
you...
Warrior, on the other hand, man. Oh, I love it.
During Halloween, I order you... That's coming up here in a few weeks. I order you to do the quest and get
yourself
a trick staff and a pumpkin head.
Actually, that one I don't mind. I don't mind doing that one. I did that one last year. Yeah, last year was my first year playing the game, and I did all the events.
Okay.
So I did them all once. Now it's like...
But they're different a lot of times.
They're always different.
Ooh, oh, boy. Damn. Oh, I'm sorry. That was
I could use some explaining.
Yeah. My link shell right now is Camping Behemoth, and he popped about 10 degrees out of my range to claim him.
That sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks. So you lost
that
him?
That was...
You lost claim? So you lost claim,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm, wow.
Yeah, we lost claim.
So how long were you camping him?
We started... Actually, yeah, the whole episode.
Nice.
I actually got out here right before we started recording, so yeah. But
awesome.
We didn't have an exact time of death for him, so this will be our time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well,
yeah.
That sucks. That sucks that you lost claim.
Sorry, I didn't mean to spaz out at that.
I was wondering, like, what in the heck is going on over here?
It was just a natural reaction because I saw him pop and I was hitting my macro and couldn't target him because
no.
It was like 10, he was like 10 degrees to the right more than, than he should have been.
It's a bummage. What does he drop anyway?
He drops a lot of stuff. He drops like a behemoth hide. He drops, a ring. Only King Behemoth drops the defending ring. What else does he drop? I can't even think. Oh, I'm so mad right now. I'm sorry. Damn.
<Nice.
laughs>
You're sitting there, you're like, stupid 10 degrees.
Yeah, and
like sitting there, like carving it into your desk, like 10 degrees.
Like, yeah,
crazy.
The link shell that got him is the link shell that gets everything. You know, they claim everything all the time. They're not guild sellers though, so that's good. But
they're probably Japanese or just as bad.
No, it's Kinzuru, not Japanese either. They're anime.
They like to list what they were.
Yeah,
stupid,
they're pretty good
degrees.
Though. I have a lot of respect for most Kinzuru members, so
yeah,
I can't complain too much.
Definitely.
Stupid 10 degrees.
Okay, shush.
Let's make her even more upset about this whole thing, right? All right. So anyway, going back to the whole thing. Thanks
going
for the email,
to
guys. Keep
Thank
them coming. You can email us at
petfoodalpha@gmail.com. PetFoodAlpha@gmail.com.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what?
Speaking of email, there was something that I wanted to bring up and mention that we haven't talked about in a while, but I wanted to put it out there. We want this show to be as good as possible. So if we mess up and we say something that's not true, or if you have suggestions on what we can do to make it better, let us know. Don't let us
don't let us say something and, like, have it be totally wrong. And, like, you know, we try to be as dead on with the information that we give out. Yeah. But, you know, there are different opinions out there. So, but we want this to be all about the community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we've said this before. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
And we don't pretend like we're perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're trying to do the best we can. We're trying to do the best we can. And so, and we really appreciate your feedback too. Let us know. Because we want it to be as good as we can.
Yeah, we want to make sure constructive criticism is stuff.
Always welcomed.
Constructive criticism for the win. But yeah, we want to make it as good as possible. So let us know if we're doing something, you know, that you think we could be doing better. All right.
Absolutely.
So all right. Well, with that said, that's all the time we've got for today.
Make sure to check. Oh, my bad.
You can check us out at BeTheGamer.com, check us out on iTunes also.
And keep an eye out for that video.
Yes, videos, plural. Maybe we'll get that one done and
get your music video up. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll see you next time. See you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Good night. Peace.
Yeah.
Ow! Good God.
Okay. Can he hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
What's up, Nabuto? How you doing?
He's gonna kick your ass. Why are you taking it out on me?
Can we just all get along? Wait. Dude, you're famous, man. You're a dog now, all right? Why are you hating?
Dumbass.
Can't you talk to me? Can't we talk?
Wow.
Because you know violence doesn't solve anything.
Oh, I know.
Well,